Good morning and welcome to Walking with Jesus Through the Word, one chapter per day. I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church. Day 1008 brings us to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Let's pray. Father in heaven, your word is wonderful, and you are wonderful beyond words. Speak to us through 2 Corinthians 4. Write these words in our hearts. Help us to see Jesus and to love him better. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Therefore, having this ministry by the mercy of God, we do not lose heart. But we have renounced disgraceful, underhanded ways. We refuse to practice cunning or to tamper with God's word. But by the open statement of the truth, we would commend ourselves to everyone's conscience in the sight of God. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. In their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of God, who is the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For what we proclaim is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, with ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ Jesus. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that the surpassing power belongs to God and not to us. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not driven to despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down but not destroyed, always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies. For we who live are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So death is at work in us, but life in you. Since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what has been written, "I believed, and so I spoke," we also believe, and so we also speak, knowing that he who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will raise us also with Jesus and bring us with you into his presence. For it is all for your sake, so that as grace extends to more and more people, it may increase thanksgiving to the glory of God. So we do not lose heart. Though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. For this light, momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison, as we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. That is 2 Corinthians chapter 4. This continues this wonderful personal book from the Apostle Paul, where we just see his heart on display. And, you know, he's been through a lot. He has been through suffering. He has been through, torture and torment. But he has great hope. He doesn't lose heart because he's got a far surpassingly glorious ministry, a ministry that is actually transforming us into the glory of Jesus by one degree of glory to another that comes to us from the Holy Spirit. And so with this ministry of reconciliation, this ministry of the gospel, this ministry of being conformed to the image of Christ, there's no losing heart. There's also no disgraceful, underhanded cunning or tampering with God's word. Again, if you're selling yourself, this is so clear with the Apostle Paul, it's such a wonderful vision. If you are selling yourself, then you could very well lose heart because you're not that great of a product. And especially if people reject you or question you or criticize you, you can become very downhearted. I was just watching a video earlier today from an author who's had a prominent level of success several years ago, and he said when he was that successful, it felt great, but he also felt so empty because it was so tenuous. Like, if someone said good things to him, he felt encouraged, but if someone criticized his work or had bad things to say about him, he was just crushed, because ultimately it was himself that he was putting out there. Paul's not doing that. Paul is giving himself as a servant for the sake of the church, for the sake of Christ, but the one he's proclaiming is Christ. He's lifting up Christ. Verse 5, what we proclaim is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord. And we know Jesus Christ is not going to be moved from his throne. He's the King, ascended on high, seated at the right hand of God the Father, coming again. Now, what do we do with people who reject this message? It's the greatest news in the history of the world. The God of the universe has stepped into the world. He has defeated sin and death. He has conquered the enemies of mankind. He's become the second Adam, the head of a new human race. He has eternal life in himself, the forgiveness of our sins, reconciliation to God. It's the greatest news the world's ever been told, and yet a lot of people, most people, don't get it. Why? Well, they're being blinded by the God of this world, by Satan. He's blinding their minds to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. Because we're exalting Christ, and Satan doesn't want people to see Christ. If people see Christ and they get how glorious he is, they get how wonderful the gospel is, he loses them. They're no longer his minions. They're no longer going to follow him into eternal doom. And he hates God so much that he wants all image bearers of God to be dragged down into the eternal flames with him. But God is pleased to save. God is pleased to save. The same God who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," has shone into our hearts, even when we were blinded by the God of this world. The same God who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," was pleased to shine his light into our hearts so that we would know Jesus, so that we would come to know the true King, the true gospel, the true freedom. Does that make us special? No. Makes the treasure within us special, but it's treasure in jars of clay, which is like the ancient world equivalents of a cardboard box. We're carrying around the crown jewels in a cardboard box. Priceless treasure given by God beyond all the wealth of this world, eternal life, forgiveness of sin, reconciliation, adoption into God's family, and we're carrying it in a cardboard box. There's nothing special about us. What's special is what God has done in us, what God has put in us. So when we're afflicted, we're not crushed because of Christ in us. When we're perplexed, we're not driven to despair because of Christ in us. When we're persecuted, we're not forsaken because of Christ in us. When we're struck down, we are not destroyed because of Christ in us, always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies. We live in Christ. Maybe we're being handed over to death. Paul was. Paul was eventually going to be beheaded not that long after he wrote this letter. He's going to be beheaded. And Christ is at work in him and through him. He believes. Love verse 10. He believes. That's why he speaks. He's not trying to sell anybody anything. He believes, and so he speaks. We know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and bring us with you into his presence. And so we believe that. We speak. We speak without cowardice. We speak without cunning. We speak without manipulating tactics. We just speak the truth in Christ because we know the God who has raised Jesus from the dead will raise us from the dead. We don't lose heart. Verse 16, our outer self is wasting away. I'm 50 years old, still young compared to some people, older than I used to be. Outer self some days feels like it's wasting away. It is wasting away. But the inner self is being renewed day by day. And whatever we suffer in this life, Think of all the things that the Apostle Paul suffered. Shipwreck, beatings, abandonments, being stoned and left for dead. He's going to give us a more cataloged inventory of some of these things later in this letter. All that he suffered, he regards as a light, momentary affliction. This life is only 70, 80, 90 years long. Only. And compared to eternity, it's just a passing moment. And the affliction we feel, if we're persecuted, if we're cast down, if we're attacked, if we're ridiculed, it's so insignificant compared to the glory that's going to be given to us for eternity. We're going to be given the glory of God forever. There's nothing we have to go through in this life that ought to cause us to be disheartened. As we look not to the things that are seen, but the things that are unseen. Things that are seen, they're transient. Things that are unseen, they're eternal. Let's live for the unseen eternal realities. Let's live for the treasure within us. Let's live for the glory before us. Let's live for the King over us. Amen? Let's pray. Father, you're great. Lord Jesus, you're wonderful. Holy Spirit, you're gracious to us. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, let us live for you and nothing less. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thanks for joining me for 2 Corinthians 4. Tomorrow we're going to jump back into Gog and Magog, picking up with Ezekiel 39. I do hope you have a blessed day in the Lord.